What did you think of this line from the gospel today? When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. The apostles are seeing the Lord risen from the dead after horrible torture. The word here translated as doubted was a rare word in Greek in the New Testament. It was only used here. And in the story in the gospel where the apostles saw Jesus walking on the water and Peter got out of the boat. He began to walk on the water, but then sank. When Jesus grabbed Peter's hand, he said, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" The literal translation of the Greek word is to stand in two ways. It means not being sure of which way to go or how to proceed. It is much more complicated than implied by the word doubt. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they were uncertain. This uncertainty and confusion is also described in our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Jesus appeared to them alive over a period of 40 days. He instructed them about the purpose of his suffering and the kingdom of God. He promised them a new baptism of the Holy Spirit, fulfilling the promise of the Father. They were still confused. They asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" I just imagine Jesus holding his head. He had been with them for 3 years before his death. He had spoken to them about the kingdom for another 40 days after his resurrection. Their question implies that they still believe he is going to draw together the tribes into an army that will force the Romans out of Palestine. Instead, he makes them a promise. You will receive power from the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. For their good and for ours, he then ascends to the right hand of the Father in heaven. The Catechism discusses the necessity of the ascension. This final stage stays closely linked to the first, that is, to his descent from heaven in the incarnation. Only the one who came from the Father can return to the Father. Left to its own natural powers, humanity does not have access to the Father's house, to God's life and happiness. Only Christ can open to humanity such access that we, his members, might have confidence that we too shall go where he, our head and our source, has preceded us. Being seated at the Father's right hand signifies the inauguration of the Messiah's kingdom, the fulfillment of the prophet Daniel's vision concerning the Son of Man. To him was given dominion and glory and kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. After this event, the apostles became witnesses of the kingdom that will have no end. Well, Bishop Barron, in his homily for today, introduced an idea that was helpful for me. And that's that we are all familiar with the fact that we can draw a circle on paper, but when we add a third dimension, that circle becomes a sphere. We can draw a square and add a third dimension, that square becomes a cube. And it's in this way that Jesus ascends. He's not moving from one place to another place, but taking on a new existence. In the reading from Ephesians today, it talked about seeing with the eyes of the heart. And it's those eyes, you know, that are figurative, that enables us to see Jesus present here with us at the same time that he's at the right hand of the Father. And one of the best ways we see that happen right here today is in the sacrament of baptism and the sacrament of the Eucharist, which we will see two children receive for the first time today. We get an appreciation for what can happen when Jesus appears in all of his glory. He appears that way to Saul on the road to Damascus. Saul becomes blinded, becomes a believer in Jesus as the Son of God, changes his name to Paul. He then proclaims the good news of the kingdom to the Gentiles. Why doesn't Jesus do this for all people? An answer to this question is provided by Pope St. Leo the Great in a sermon on the Ascension. He wrote that our joy in the Ascension is due to our human nature being carried up to the throne of God through Jesus Christ. To quote him, the grace of God shows itself still more marvelous when, in spite of the withdrawal from human sight of everything that is rightly felt to command their reverence, faith does not fail, hope is not shaken, charity does not grow cold. He continues, truly believing souls put unhesitating faith in what is not seen with the bodily eye. They fix their desires on what is beyond sight. Such fidelity could never be born in our hearts, nor could anyone be justified by faith if our salvation lay only in what was visible. He concludes, even the blessed apostles could not accept his resurrection without hesitation. Yet they made such progress through his ascension that they now found joy in what had terrified them before. They were able to fix their minds on Christ's divinity as he sat at the right hand of his Father. This brought about the realization that he had not left his Father when he came down to earth, nor had he abandoned his disciples when he ascended into heaven. A key message revealed by Jesus during his physical time with his disciples was the mercy of God when dealing with our free will. God does not force us to repent, but waits for our conversion with open arms. By ascending into his throne in heaven, God has supported us in our freedom. It is only through working our conversion in this life that we will be able to stand with God in the next. In our first reading, two men dressed in white appear and ask the apostles, "Why are you standing there looking at the sky?" This is obviously a remark by St. Luke that it is time to get on with the mission of the kingdom. We can look at our own lives and see those times when we are just looking at the sky. There is no reason for hesitation or uncertainty if we have become truly believing souls. Our faith has been increased by the reality of the ascension, and it is time to proclaim the good news.